Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm glad you're listening with us today. And today's going to be an interesting experience for me, at least, if not for all of us. But, you know, this morning I was thinking about what it really means to tune in to something. And I've been playing with this analogy, this metaphor of literally tuning the radio dial. Remember the old fashioned radios before digital came along? We literally would take that knob and real carefully tune it till we got really good clear sound and was hearing what we wanted to hear. So this process of attunement has been a fascinating concept for me because our world is waking up and tuning in to something greater than themselves, tuning in to this new awareness, this consciousness, and our intuition. And, you know, some people attune to their pets or their animals, and they learn how to communicate with them. Earlier in the year, we had a veterinarian who was an animal intuitive, and she learned how to tune into them and really communicate, which is fascinating. Others, some people attune to nature, and they receive guidance. Others attune into relationships, tune into their dreams, emotions. We all kind of have a different way of knowing and learning from our environment. I was even thinking about some of the amazing geniuses on the planet, you know, like Einstein, and those are tuning into these cosmic frequencies and getting this amazing download of genius. They're bringing through incredible inventions and innovations and wisdom and knowledge from the universe, which is so cool. So we have these people who see, people who hear, feel, sense, know, all kinds of different ways of intuition. And today, we have a disappearing person. We were having Mona Lisa Schultz. Hopefully she'll call in and we will get her. She's an incredible intuitive, a medical intuitive. And the thing that fascinates me about her is she is a medical doctor. She's a neuropsychiatrist. She knows the body. She knows the emotions. She knows the brain. And she knows intuition. She's been practicing that for well over 20 years, I think. So in the meantime, I'm here tuning in to Chris because we're trying to find Mona Lisa. Hopefully she'll tune in to us and call in. But Chris, are you there?
I'm here, but I'm not all there. And Happy New Year, Dr. Julie.
Happy New Year, Chris. I'm so happy to have your voice on the line.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, every week I'm listening to your show and it's nice to be on the other side here, the other side of the glass, so to speak. You know, talking to you from way over here in Rhode Island and just basically experiencing your show from a different location, I guess I could say.
Yeah, and as a listener, and I really appreciate everything you do to support the show. Thank you for saying that. You know, I think that's another example of us tuning in as we're tuning into shows. We're connected right now, right here, right now, from Rhode Island to the middle of Nebraska, and that is so cool. And we don't even have to do it. Our technology tunes us in. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing how far technology has come. And now we're about to enter the year 2015. And one thing I was thinking about 2015 is I'm a movie aficionado. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, as silly as it sounds, the Back to the Future trilogy, Back to the Future Part 2. And do you remember when they went into the year 2015, they were actually flying around in cars that, you know, cars could actually hover. And I'm looking at it, and now we're almost in 2015, and automobiles don't do anything more than what they did 30 years ago. They just look different.
I forgot about that. That's fascinating. Well, you know, Chris, one of the things I do that I think is really fun is I look at all the technology that we are creating as a human species. When we create this technology, where does it come from? It's examples of something we already know. And so, like this tuning in piece that I'm talking about with this radio and these frequencies, I was having a conversation with a friend. And maybe this is where we're going in 2015. This could be our New Year show. A friend this morning and I were talking about how some people think all intuition is the same. And yet, like Dr. Mona Lisa's ability to tune into the body is a very specific kind of intuition. And she can read the body. She can see what's going on inside the body. And therefore, she can talk about imbalances and healing. And she really believes just bringing that into our awareness and expressing it heals from a really deep level. But other intuitives talk to the dead. They tune into the dead. So my question is, I wonder what kind of frequencies are out there and what that really means when we talk about literally tuning into animals, tuning into nature, tuning into our body. And I know you're not an intuitive, Chris, but what do you think about all that?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the word balance. And whether you are somebody who has the ability to read the living or, you know, read people spiritually, living or not on this planet, I think the key word is balance and the fact that everything is connected. And there's no question about it. And I think reading animals, reading people, reading the environment, reading, you know, plant life. And I think that if you've ever, again, I always go back to movies. That's one thing that you'll learn about me. It simply put, for people who don't know anything about being intuitive, I like to equate it to the Force in Star Wars, where things must be balanced. And if things aren't balanced, then somebody like yourself or somebody like Mona Lisa can actually assist somebody in helping them, you know, have more balance in their lives. And I think that's what a lot of us are lacking. That's the biggest thing I lack. I'm definitely not a grounded person.
Well, let's just change that. Like, cancel, clear, erase. You just said you're not. Let's say that you are. Let's say that you are grounded. And I, you know, there are a lot of different ways that we learn how to be grounded and balanced. And different people, different personalities really resonate with different things that ground them. Like, seriously, some people really need to just go out and touch the earth to be grounded. Other people do, you know, a multitude of energy techniques, wearing red socks. We can talk about this till in infinity and beyond. But one of the things that you said, Chris, we just have a minute before break, and this might be just a fun day of talking about all of these things. But one of the things you said was all things are connected. And of course, I really like that. That's the name of our show, obviously, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. So when we think of it in those terms of this web of life that connects everything, it's really easier for people to understand when we use metaphors like our technology and what have you and tuning in, because we can't see or touch or feel what that all things connected really means out there. But when we look at all the different technologies or movies, like you say, I like movies too. They're a great example. Mm-hmm. And by the way, have you seen Interstellar yet?
No, actually, I have. I just saw that very recently. What a great movie with the wormhole, the man-made wormhole.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Let's talk about that wormhole after the break, because I think that wormhole is pretty amazing. And I want to show you what quantum physics and the Resonance Project and others are talking about that wormhole. So this is going to be cool. And you know what, Chris, on my show, I've never taken questions. And if anybody's out there that wants to talk about some of these concepts, I would love to open up the airwaves and get our listeners talking. So I appreciate you being here with me today, Chris. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more on wormholes and whatever else wants to emerge from our conversation, I guess. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back. We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Chris, and what a delight. I never get to have you on the show, Chris. I usually have a different producer that's behind the scenes, and it's so nice to have you on the show today with me.
Well, usually at this time, I'm out on the road, pounding the pavement, visiting people, and telling them all about the great things that we do here at the radio station. So it's kind of a nice switch for me and kind of a good way to bring about the new year of 2015.
Nice. So do you have any, like, do you do resolutions for 2015? Do you do New Year's resolutions, or do you just kind of move into the new year without thinking about it?
Well, I think New Year's resolutions for me are always very easy to say, but to actually, you know, do, that's a whole other story. I mean, I've constantly said, and I think anybody who knows me in the area knows that I am, how can I politely say this, slightly overweight, maybe a little more than slightly. So every time, you know, about this time, you can tell I'm eating a little snack here off the air. I don't know if you can tell by the way my voice sounds right now. I'm trying to get it all out of my system now. So that way, once the, you know, once the first of the year hits, I can try another diet again. So we have a local fitness facility called Westerly Fitness that's putting me on a program, and we're going to see how long I can stick to it. That's my resolution.
Ooh, are you going to do it on the air?
I'm going to talk about it on the air, yes.
You know, talking about it makes it stick more. Did you know that?
Well, that's probably why they want me to talk about it on the air. I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So let's talk about grounding then, too, because this is an important piece. Because we want you to be grounded. And literally, thinking about something that has to do with body. Too bad Dr. Mona Lisa's not with us today, because literally we're learning to bring more consciousness into our physical form, into our body. And that grounding piece is really important. And, you know, when I talked about the different kinds, really bringing this in, it's kind of like a lightning rod. You know, I like metaphors and analogies. So think about a lightning rod. When it gets hit by lightning, literally, the lightning will go to the rod and go down and down into the earth and diffuse the energy, and the houses in the neighborhood don't blow fuses and start on fire and things because the lightning rod takes it. So when we're really wanting to do these higher level consciousness things, so really coming into our physical form and being the best that we can be, and really radiating this higher consciousness and more spirit into matter, a lot of times we really need to think of ourselves like a grounding rod, like a lightning rod. And literally there are a lot of techniques to do that. But what you want to do is you want to really be, your body is made of carbon and water and all the elements that the earth is made of. And you really want to bring that into the body and be as healthy as possible and diffuse anything that would jeopardize that for you. And so literally giving it down to the earth and bringing those things in. So as you're shedding the pounds, as you're letting go of dense matter, mm-hmm. Now think about it like this. Think about it energy-wise. You're going to get rid of density. You're getting rid of dense matter with the extra weight. It's unnecessary weight. And so as you're purging that, give that back to the earth, like literally you're shedding it off, shedding pounds, give it to the earth, let it go, let it be diffused, and you're bringing in more lightness. And your body wants to reflect this process of enlightenment when we're bringing in more consciousness. So think about it like that. Bring in more light, let go of the dense, and remember to ground yourself, touch the ground, touch the earth. That's why we do exercise too. When we're working on those kind of things, we really move our bodies and we let go in our physical form, and it moves things out energetically. So what do you think about that?
No, I think that's great. The whole lightning rod analogy. I like that way of thinking. And I think people can use this. Also, the other thing that needs to be grounded is my head. You talked about dense. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean that seriously. I think a lot of denseness in the head, in my spirit, my whole spiritual being needs to be cleaned as well.
Well, that's another. I love how you said that, because it's a metaphor for density. But seriously, a lot of times we just sleepwalk through life. Sometimes we just kind of check out and we're just going through life, and we have such a routine. We don't even have to think and be conscious and mindful of our day, of the next thing. And we like leave the present moment and we're somewhere else. And we do get cut off from our bodies. A lot of people with weight issues don't consciously live in their bodies. And then hence, sometimes they live in their heads. Sometimes they're not even in their heads.
And that's definitely me. I'm not always in my head all the time. I'm always somewhere else.
Where do you go when you go?
Well, a lot of it is into the, I obsess about the unknown. And that's a whole other conversation. And it brings me away from my physical surroundings and reality. And because I'm always obsessing about the unknown, like, you know, what happens to us? You know, what is there outside our physical life?
So it's not the unknown, like a worry or anxiety of tomorrow and what if. It's more, where are we? who are we? What are we?
What are we? Yes. I mean, what is life in general? And, you know, going back to movies again, one movie that helps me take all of this in is The Meaning of Life by Monty Python. Because laughing is truly the best medicine for me when I get into that whole obsessive state.
Ooh, nice. So let's, you know what? I want to talk about that wormhole then, because there's some clues. That movie Interstellar was really quite incredible. It was very well done, wouldn't you say?
The effects were great. And I also liked the whole concept of the space-time continuum. And how, you know, we travel through the wormhole. When I say we, I mean, you know, the main character in the movie, you know, mankind.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of time and how time can be bent and how you, you know, when you physically go that far away, you know, how their hours are different from our hours. Their time clock are, you know, that's different from our time clock. And that whole scene at the end, where the main character, and I forget his name, is in the library behind the books.
Yeah.
And you remember that scene from the beginning of the movie. And I just think that makes you think. It's so deep.
Yeah.
And it is possible. I mean, it's based on science. It's based on, you know, quantum physics, as you said. It's you know, it's definitely plausible. It's not something that is totally, you know, fictional. It is a fictional movie, but what they've said can actually, you know, that can actually happen.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that they did really well in that wormhole scene was, do you remember, like, seeing, like, all of reality that just kind of moved through the wormhole with it? You saw kind of like images or movie screens, images of a lot of time and space. It was like it was all existing at the same time and it was kind of moving. Do you remember that?
Yes, it was like things were kind of, you know, going back to that whole bending thing. You saw like images that were kind of stretched out or, you know, kind of blobby was a good way to word it. And it also reminded me of, I don't want to, you know, go jump into another movie here, but do you remember Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
And she supposedly traveled through a wormhole by intelligence that was sent to us from, you know, extraterrestrial creatures, you know, giving us information about how we could travel to Vega and back. And really, all it did was pass through this thing that was moving at the speed of light that created a wormhole. And if you saw the effects when Jodie Foster passed through it, you saw the same visual effects.
Yeah. You know, I like to... I love this, even thinking about this. I would like to join you in your escapades when you're out there thinking about, who are we? What are we? Because I do that a lot, too. I spend a lot of time out of my head and out of my body for years and years and years because I'm a mystic. And I had a near-death experience when I was a young girl and just continued to have these experiences. But I like to think of that wormhole in terms of the toroidal field. I don't know if you ever heard the term toroidal field or the torus. But if you cut a piece of construction paper or something out and you make it into a loop and you tape it, it's just one loop. But if you make one turn in it and then you tape it together, it becomes that infinity loop. You know, it's like you can keep, you, if you wrote on it, you would go forever just crossing through it. It never stops. It's not like, do you know what I'm talking about with one of those loops?
It's infinite. Yes.
It's infinite. And the same thing with the toroidal field. It's a beautiful example in quantum physics of energy that moves, and it moves faster on the inside as it's going through, and it goes slower because it goes out and it gets big, and then it comes back in and it feels like it's accelerating, but it never really is. It's just the trajectory of energy moving, and it's a fascinating way. So thinking about the wormhole as going through, it felt like you were going in the middle of a toroidal field and then back out again, and wow, that was so cool.
And you said you'd like to think about these things that I'm thinking about, but you know what, it actually happens whether you like it or not. your mind goes
right
there.
You know what? That is so right. And, you know, you get to listen to all kinds of amazing shows if you tune into WBLQ, because Transformation Talk Radio has all kinds of guests talking about a lot of different things. And I'm kind of interested in what you think about all the different kinds of guests that you're talking about. But let's, if anybody out there wants to join in the conversation, I'd be happy to open up the lines, and we'll do that after this next break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see where we go afterwards. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Back. Oh, that's from a movie too, isn't it, Chris? We're back.
This
here.
Is Dr. You're
Julie
thinking
Kroll.
Of
You're
there.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Chris from the station, and we're having a little conversation really about consciousness. And wow, we warmed up really quick here, Chris. And we've been talking about the movie Interstellar and Contact and wormholes and quantum physics and consciousness. And it really, it's such a huge topic. And Chris, one of the interesting things that I am noticing in my travels and working with clients from around the world is a new way of being on the planet right now. We have this new way of being with consciousness expanding, our awareness expanding, and literally people are learning how to be in communion with each other and with Creator Source and this bigger cosmic universe that we live in. And so terms like co-creation, you hear a lot of that with our guests. You hear a lot of different new words, but sometimes our language doesn't even work to explain it. It's frustrating sometimes because when some people use co-create, like cooperate or collaborate, and really there's this huge movement for us to continue to expand into a greater awareness, into our higher levels, and we're waking up to this. And literally, things are manifesting instantaneously. Instantaneously, when you know how to tap into those frequencies and co-create.
Yes, and the tapping into frequencies, that's definitely a gift that I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Julie, because you know more than I do, but I think it's a gift that we all inhibit, but only certain people know how to listen, know how to, I guess the right way to word it would be know how to use it.
Oh, good. You know what? I want to respond to that. And Chris, I don't have the number in front of me for the show. If anybody wants to call in, you want to give it to them, and then I'll answer that question.
Sure. 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. If you want to join in our conversation or have any questions. Chris, you know what? We are all born with these gifts. We're all born as sensing individuals, humans. We have the ability to hear, to feel, to sense. And we all have different, some people call them gifts, but some people like just know. Some people sense, some people feel. And learning how to tune into our own bodies, our own emotions, those subtle energies are really important. And once we learn how to tune into our bodies, then we can learn how to tune into other frequencies and really expand from tuning into other people, tuning into a higher level of consciousness. And think about Einstein, you know, and some of those amazing, brilliant geniuses that we've had on the planet, bringing incredible inventions and information and knowledge and science through those people and our masters, the spiritual masters. They're tuning into something higher than ourselves, that consciousness, those frequencies, and they learn how to really bring it through, tap in and allow that intelligence, I like to call it the divine intelligence, that designing intelligence of the universe. They tune in, tap into it, and then bring it through. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and you also clarified that these, I guess I'll use the word things, are not gifts. They are within all of us, and you just said the word ability, the ability to use that intuitiveness. And they are not gifts. They are there. And those who have the ability are the ones who, you know, like Mona Lisa, like yourself, who are able to read people or
we
read
spirits.
Exactly.
Yeah, it becomes a practice. And the more you do it, the more you develop your own internal tools and mechanisms that help you along the way. You know how everybody has a hunch once in a while or dreams, premonitions, you know, there's just all kinds of different ways that we tap into that field. And some people go, oh yeah, right. Or, and then other people will say like, oh yeah, I knew that, you know, but the more we practice trusting it, the clearer we become.
Well put. That's true. And it's like practicing anything else. And if you want to, you know, use the analogy of riding a bicycle, as simple as that sounds, you know, you learn how to ride the bicycle and all of a sudden there you go. You're riding and you're balancing. You're on, you know, the two wheels and you become, you know, as people would classify it, an expert bike rider. And it's the same thing, only, you know, we're talking about being intuitive and reading people and reading spirits, I should say.
You want to hear something else really incredible? That this is what came to me when you were talking about riding a bike, because we all say, you know, you get up again and you get on that bike and you ride, you never forget how to ride a bike once you learn. And literally, I don't know if you know this, Chris, but 17 and a half weeks ago, I broke my leg and I broke my ankle and I fractured four bones. Kind of a really bad spiral break on my tibia. And my leg was immobilized in a full leg cast for 6 weeks, and then a half cast for three more, and then no weight for three more. So literally, I couldn't use that leg, that hip, that knee, that thigh, that calf, nothing on that side. And so here, 17 and a half weeks later, I'm learning how to walk again. Now, we always say, once you know how to walk, you always know how to walk. Well, my brain was trying to walk like I thought it should walk. But what happened is, and this is what's fascinating. So we're talking about intuition. I'll tie this all together in a second. But because my leg had to be immobilized for so long, the brain retrained my body. This is science now. The brain retrained my body to say, you no longer have the ability to have weight bearing on that leg and you can't use it to walk. And so the body retrained itself. My brain said, no weight, no movement. And literally, of course, everything atrophied, the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, everything stopped working. And now I'm trying to make them work, and they're irritable and cranky and not happy, and those things happen. But literally what's happened is I have to retrain my body and teach it how to walk again very consciously, like literally saying, stretch your legs straight, put your heel down first. It's okay to put weight on your leg. Like my body, I would go to take a step. My body won't even do it. It can't do it. And I'm still on crutches. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's where the whole word rehab comes from.
That's rehab.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say people who, physical rehabilitation facilities, they work with people to do exactly what you're saying, and things that have always been involuntary. You don't think about it. Well, and, not that walking is involuntary, but I mean, you just do it and you don't think about it. Now, all of a sudden you have to think, OK, I have to make that leg move again. I have to do this. It's like you're learning all over again. And that's kind of the process that people go to who, work in the rehabilitation facilities for physical rehabilitation.
Yeah. So see, now let me tie this back to our topic that we were talking about. Because the fascinating part, as soon as I broke my leg, the orthopedic surgeon said, it's going to atrophy, but it's okay. You can get it all back again. And in my mind, I'm going, wow, our bodies are amazing things that literally you can lose all of your muscle mass and you can get it back. Now, it's a lot of work practicing, stretching, doing all the work is a lot of work. But looking at different ways of knowing. And like you said, it's this innate thing. You just get up and you walk and you don't even think about walking. Well, it's the same way that we explore our world and our universe. It's like what we see, what we feel, what we taste, what we use with our six senses is like we think that's real and that's what we know. But we can train ourselves to literally tap into these other ways of knowing. And it doesn't have to be what is concrete and specific right in front of us. We literally, just like the rehab part, we can say, oh, I can develop this tool. Now, you have to have patience. You have to have a lot of curiosity. You have to have faith. And these are things that we don't just practice, as we go through our life a lot of the times faith, trusting my intuition and, that this is going to be right. But literally, just as we can learn to walk again, we can learn to use our intuitive abilities. I'm going to say that again, because it's not that we're learning to be intuitive. We're learning to tap into our intuition and use those abilities.
That's well put. I mean, the whole learning process all over again.
Yeah. It's been interesting. It's been really interesting. And the other part that's been really cool, and I wonder what Mona Lisa would have said about this, but the other thing that's really cool about my leg 17 and a half weeks later is throughout the whole journey, every piece of it has taught me something amazing. And what I've learned is it's tied together a lifetime of experiences, you know, 50 years of experiences are being tied together with literally what's happening on our planet as humanity's waking up and we're learning to be different now.
50
and
years.
All of these, what?
50 years. You look like you're about 30.
Well, thanks. Okay, 30 years. 30 years. But literally, we're tying together so many amazing things. And I'm learning from this whole experience. It has been really kind of fun and long and difficult and easy and creative. And, oh, the juices are flowing. The creative juices are.
A roller coaster.
It has been a roller coaster. It has been a roller coaster. Well, we need to take another break. And I think I have a special question for Chris. So hopefully our listeners are tuning in. And I'll just put him on the spot when we get back. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Dr. Julie Show in just a minute.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And it has been so fun to be here today with Chris and talk about a little bit of everything. I want to remind you, you can look at all of our guests coming up. We have some really incredible guests coming up. And all of our old archives are right there on our website. So visit thedrjulieshow.com. And I'd love to have you drop me a note and say hi. Always appreciate that. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So, Chris, I told our listeners I was going to put you on the spot. And I want to bring us back to where we were in the very first segment and tie this whole show together because I think it's really important. We were just talking about learning. I'm learning to walk again. And in 2015, I usually don't do New Year's resolutions either, but I really set intentions and I put them into motion and plant seeds. And literally, I can watch them grow throughout the year when I just plant those seeds of intention and then nurture them, water it, cultivate it, and really take care of it. So my 2015, I believe I'm going to walk different. When I finally can walk and I can step into 2015, I will be walking different. I know my body's different, my mind's different, my spirit's different. And so I'm going to be walking different in 2015. And that's my intention. And I'm going to be very mindful of that. I'm going to bring that into my conscious awareness with intention and mindfulness and just completely stay in this present moment. Remember, there's no such thing as time and space. It all exists at the same time. So here's my question for you, Chris, putting you on the spot.
Okay.
In the very first segment, you talked about not a New Year's resolution, but a new program. You are going to start a new program to lose weight in 2015. And I really want to challenge you to think different and be different in 2015. And, you know, we were talking about when we talk about weeks on the break, we were talking about it's 17 weeks. And I said, well, it's been 4 months and a week and a half. And when we put it that way, it seems so big. So if you literally can bring your intention into one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and just this present moment, and really be different in 2015, I know you can be successful. So here's my question to you.
Okay.
What are you going to do to be different in 2015?
Wow. Well, you shed a whole new light on it now, you know, talking about looking at it day by day. You're basically taking my words and giving them back to me, and I love it. that makes it so much easier. But I mean, I'm going to have to take it step by step. Instead of thinking of everything I have to do differently, I think I'll have to think of one common principle, and that is learning how to focus. I would have to make myself focus. I need to find a way to do that, because I think in focusing, I can focus on things, as you said, one day at a time for the, you know, for the program I talked about. Well, I could focus on one thing at a time and not try to focus on everything I want to change at once, you know, from just being grounded and, you know, not being out there and being, you know, focusing on what I should be doing at that given moment, where I need to be, which would include the program that you were just talking about, the weight loss program. So I would say that would be the one thing, would be focus.
Yeah, good. You know, this is really important for our listeners when they want to know, how can I be who I'm, you know, it's like being our fullest expression, being the divine expression that we are. And literally, this is another example for you, Chris, when we're talking about really being grounded and coming back into your body, is literally we do things mindlessly and like eating and other compulsive behaviors, sometimes things that take us away from our body. And literally, that's the one thing you can really do, is in this moment, come back into your body and listen to it and feel it and experience it and come into your body and be very mindful of loving your body. And this is another piece that's really difficult for most of us, especially if we've had issues with weight, you know, ups and downs and yo-yos and different kinds of experiences with our weight, is it sometimes it's hard for us to love our bodies when they're not the way we judge ourselves harshly. It's not the way we want it to be. And so literally having compassion for yourself right here, right now, having love for your body just as it is right now is one of the key breakthrough pieces that really brings us into the body. And this new way of being in 2015 is a new way of coming through the portal of our body. Almost everyone on the planet, I shouldn't say this because I can't speak for anybody, but the circles that I run in and the people that I talk to and in my line of work, I'm seeing so many people who are waking to new levels of consciousness and understanding themselves. And it really is about bringing this Christ consciousness more fully into the body, that embodied consciousness, embodied spirit. And so really having love and compassion for your body to bring more of that consciousness in helps really naturally to break up that dense matter that we're talking about. It's kind of like when you have shine a light in a room,
mm-hmm.
and you have a dark room and you light a match, and then all of a sudden within minutes you could see the whole room just by a candle light or a match. And that's kind of what it's like. It's like bringing that consciousness into form, into our body. So love your body as it's transmuting and transforming.
Now, what about you? I know we're near the end of the show, but are you afraid of the unknown? Do you have any fear for the unknown?
You know what, Chris? I don't. And I'll tell you why. When I was 4 years old, I got very, very, very sick and had a near-death experience. And what I experienced was so magnificent. And after that experience, of course, I was four and I didn't have language. I didn't understand what it was, but I just kind of had this knowing about me. And then I continued to have subsequent experiences throughout my life. One of the most life-changing was when I was 11 and again had another one of those experiences. So I've seen and experience something very different. And I'm so not afraid. It's like so cool. And I try to teach that to people and help them see a different way of looking at this world in this three-dimensional way. But I'm not afraid or obsessed, but I love to go there. Like I would love to sit and talk with you for hours. I think we could go to a coffee shop and talk about everything from cosmic to our own bodies again and talk about it, because there's so many, once you can figure out a way to understand it that's palatable, when you have small bite-sized pieces, you can digest it. And I guess that's what I'm really good at, is giving people bite-sized pieces so they can chew it and digest it and assimilate it, and then they're not afraid anymore.
Except in my case, I won't be eating it. I'll be doing it in other ways because I'll be on a diet.
That's right. You know, oh, Chris, this has been so much fun. I hope I get a progress report from you, and I am just going to hold the highest intention for you and see you just walking a new way into 2015, into feeling so good in your body and experiencing yourself in a whole new way.
Well, I like the step-by-step process, so I look forward to it, and I'll keep you up to date.
Oh, please do. And you know what? I'm going to be walking new into 2015. And boy, do we have a lot of surprises coming in 2015. So stay tuned. We have amazing guests, but we also have some really huge programs that are being unleashed and being put out in the universe. Can't wait to talk more about those. So, Chris, thanks for joining me today. This was really fun.
Well, thank you for having me. I had fun, too.
Well, excellent. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed our conversation, and there'll be more here again right here, same time, same place next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.